რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
რადიო თავისუფლების ეთერში მისმინეთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვება საქართველოში 19 საათია. პრაგის სტუდიაში მიკროფონთან არის ოქროპირ რუხაძე. შეერაღებულმა სეპარატისტებმა აღმოსავლეთ უკრაინაში უკვე მეორე დღე არმიის საერთაშორისო ინსპექტორებს ნებართვა მისულიყვნენ 17 ივლისს მალაიზიის სამგზავრო თვითმფრინავის ჩამოვარდნის ადგილას. კატასტროფის დროს თვითმფრინავში მყოფი ყველა 298 ადამიანი დაიხოცა. ეუთოს თანახმად მეთვალყურეთა ჯგუფს საშუალება მიეცა მხოლოდ დაეთვალიერებინა ველის ერთი ნაწილი, რომელიც თვითმფრინავის ნამსხვრევებით იყო მოფენილი. სეპარატისტებმა 18 ივლისს ინსპექტორებს ასევე არმიის უფლება მისულიყვნენ ავარიის ადგილზე. უკრაინის პრეზიდენტ პეტრო პოროშენკოს თქმით, ის არ დაუშვებს საერთაშორისო მეთვალყურეების მუშაობაში ჩარევას. უკრაინის მთავრობა მანამდე ბრალად დასდო სეპარატისტებს, რომ ისინი რუსეთის მხარდაჭერით ცდილობენ გაანადგურონ 17 ივლისს თვითმფრინავის ჩამოგდებასთან მათი კავშირის სამხილი. უკრაინის მთავრობის მონაცემებით 38 დაღუპული მგზავრის გვამები დონეცკის მორგში გადაიტანეს და ის შესაძლებელია მათ გაკვეთონ გამოძიების გარეშე. მეამბოხეთ მეთაურმა ეუთოს ჯგუფს ამასთან დღეს განუცხადა, რომ სეპარატისტებს ხელი არ უხლიათ სამხედისთვის და მათ არც შავი ყუთი უპოვნიათ. გერმანიის საგარეო საქმეთა მინისტრმა ფრანკ ვალტერ შტაინმაიერმა განაცხადა, რომ მოსკოვს ეძლევა ბოლო შესაძლებლობა დაამტკიცოს, რომ მათ მართლაც სურს უკრაინაში მშვიდობა, მას მერე რაც მალაიზიის სამგზავრო თვითმფრინავი ჩამოგდებული იქნა სავარაუდოდ რუსეთის სარაკეტო სისტემის მიერ აღმოსავლეთ უკრაინაში. შედგა სატელეფონო საუბარი გერმანიის კანცლერ ანგელა მერკელსა და რუსეთის პრეზიდენტ ვლადიმერ პუტინს შორის. მერკელმა პუტინს განუცხადა, რომ უნდა გამოიყენოს თავისი გავლენა რუსეთის მომხრე სეპარატისტებზე უკრაინაშიც. მერკელი და პუტინი შეთანხმდნენ, რომ ეუთოს დიპლომატებმა პირდაპირ შეხვედრა უნდა გამართონ სეპარატისტებთან, უკრაინის ოფიციალურ წარმომადგენლებთან და რუს დიპლომატებთან, რათა უკრაინაში ცეცხლის შეწყვეტა მოხდეს. პალესტინის ოფიციალური ცნობით, ისრაელის საჰაერო თავდასხმებს 19 ივლისს ღაზის სექტორში 25 ადამიანი ემსხვერპლა. სულ ღაზის სექტორში სამხედრო ოპერაციის 12 დღეს მოკლულ პალესტინელთა რიცხვმა 330 მიაღწია. ისრაელმა ღაზის სექტორის დაბომბვა დაიწყო 8 ივლისს ისრაელის მიმართულებით პალესტინელთა მხრიდან რაკეტების გადაყურცნის საპასუხოდ. 17 ივლისს ისრაელმა სახმელეთო ოპერაცია დაიწყო. გაეროს გენერალური მდივანი ბან კი-მუნი 19 ივლისს ახლო აღმოსავლეთში ჩავიდა, რათა ცეცხლის შეწყვეტის მისაღწევად შუამავლობა გასწიოს. ირანის ბირთვული პროგრამის გარშემო გაეროს უშიშროების საბჭოს 5 მუდმივ წევრს და გერმანიას ერთი მხრივ და მეორე მხრივ თეირანს შორის შედგა შეთანხმება, რომ მათ შორის მოლაპარაკების და საბოლოო მორიგების ვადა გადაიდოს 4 თვით 25 ნოემბრამდე. პაკისტანის ხელისუფალთა თანახმად შეერთებული შტატების უპილოტო თვითმფრინავმა დარტყმა მიაყენა პაკისტანის თალიფთა ადგილსამყოფელს და 11 მეომარი დახოცა. სირიის სამეთვალყურეო ჯგუფის თანახმად ისლამური სახელმწიფოს სახელი ცნობილი გაერთიანების მეომრებმა 260 ჯარისკაცი, გუშაგი და მომსახურე პერსონალი დახოცეს, როცა დაიკავეს სირიის ბუნებრივი აირის საბადო. ეს ცნობა ნეიტრალურ წყაროს არ დაუდასტურებია. რუსეთმა გამოაცხადა, რომ მოლდავეთიდან ხილის იმპორტს კრძალავს, რათა კრემლი თვლის, რომ მიწოდების საქმეში არაერთი დარღვევა მოხდა. ერაყში, ბაღდადში, შიიტთა რაიონებში არაერთი აფეთქება მოხდა დღეს. ერთ-ერთი თავდასხმისას 15 ადამიანი დაიხოცა. რამდენიმე საათით მანამდე ბომბი აფეთქდა სხვა რაიონში, სადაც 7 პირი დაიხოცა. თავდასხმების დროს 42 ადამიანი დაშავდა. რუსეთის საგარეო საქმეთა სამინისტროს თანახმად, რუსეთის ფირმებისა და მოქალაქების მიმართ ახლახან დაწესებული სანქციების საპასუხოდ რუსეთი შეერთებული შტატების 12 მოქალაქეს დაუწესებს სავიზო აკრძალვას. იმ პირებს შორის, რომლებსაც მოსკოვი უკრძალავს მოგზაურობას, არიან ერაყსა და კუბაში, ანუ აბუ ღრაიბისა და გუანტანამოს საპატიმროების სამხედრო და მომსახურე პერსონალი. გერმანიაში დრეზდენის მახლობლად სწრაფსავალ ავტომაგისტრალ A4-ზე მოხდა ავარია, რომელშიც რამდენიმე ავტობუსი იყო გარეული, დაიხოცა 9 ადამიანი. პოლიციის ცნობით პოლონური ავტობუსის მძღოლი მოცურდა და ვერ შეძლო თავი აერიდებინა უკრაინის ავტობუსთან შეტაკებისთვის, რასაც მოჰყვა კიდევ ერთი შეტაკება პოლონურ ვენთან, რომელიც საპირისპირო მიმართულებით მოძრაობდა. დაღუპულთაგან 7 ვენის მგზავრები იყვნენ. ლაბარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება. ჩვენი მაუწყებლობა გრძელდება.
In Basnijen, Visej, najbolji svjetski izbor muzike na glasu Amerike.
Everybody says the world's best variety, VOA Music Mix.
Welcome to an encore edition of Mountain Stage.
There's a spring in the mountain and it flows down to the town.
From NPR Music and heard around the world on The Voice of America, with major funding provided by Bailey and Glasser, welcome to another Mountain Stage with your host, Larry Gross.
There's a song in my heart, just a simple little tune. But the rhythm and the melody won't leave me alone. Around the world it's just a simple song. This world is turning around a simple song.
Well, thank you so much. Welcome once again to Mountain Stage, live performance radio from the mountain state of West Virginia. But we're not in the mountain state this time. We are in Minnesota on the banks of the beautiful Lake Superior in Grand Marais, one of the most beautiful spots in the whole world. If you don't believe me, come up and look for yourself. I think you will agree. And we're here, as we have been the last couple of years, as guests of the great North House Folk School. If you're interested in learning about crafts from Scandinavia and Native America, you may want to check this place out because they teach all kinds of things. I'll be talking more about that as the show goes on. But first, let me tell you who's on this show. We got actually a lot of folks from this part of America, from Minnesota and Wisconsin and the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Bo Deems, who started out down in Milwaukee, near Milwaukee, will be out a little bit later. And something kind of special for us, Julia Sweeney and Jill Sobule, who do stories and songs, the Jill and Julia Show, going to be out a little bit later, too. From down in Duluth, some friends of ours, one of them was on the show last year because he's also a member of Trampled by Turtles, but he brought his other band, Dead Man Winter, from Duluth. They'll be up here. And from down in Iowa, some guys have been with us once before. We fell in love with their sound. I think you will, too. They're called the Pines, and they'll be out a little bit later on during this hour. But to start us out, the man you see up here in between his two friends, and his name is Jonathan Runman, and he's a singer and a songwriter, and he originally comes from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan and comes from Finnish American community there. And at first I thought we were going to get him on to play a little combination of Finnish American tunes with a partner that he has with a group called Kaivama, but they couldn't do it. But then I realized this was the same guy I'd heard before, who was a great, great songwriter. He said, well, I could come on and do my tunes. I thought, yeah, why didn't I think of that? He said, I'll bring a couple of friends from the Twin Cities to do it upright. And he's just put out a self-titled album that is really a collection from four other CDs he's made since the year 2000. I really like his tunes. I think you will, too. Please make welcome for the first time on the Mountain Stage, Jonathan Runman. All right. Good evening, everybody. I live down in the Twin Cities where we are suffering from a cicada outbreak. And if you know, those are the insects that make the loud noise. And so this is a song about entomology in that way. And your part is to sing the chorus with me. And the song is called The Sound of the Cicadas. And it's going to go like this. Over the sound, sound, sound. And then I sing Sound of the Cicadas. So let's rehearse. Over the sound of the cicadas. Beautiful. Really, so good. Now you know your part, and now we sing the song. Quiet, now we can't go back. That
shadow fell across our state. Now we can't relax. The noise has kept us up at night. It's all we talk about. I bet we'll all remember the month we had to shout over the sound of the cicada. Over the sound of the cicada. When we got the sad news, it was just like being there when Moses called them locusts down to rule Egyptian air. We got ourselves a rented car. We quietly set out across 100 farm fields without a word to shout over the sound of the cicada. Over the sound of the cicada. Town funeral, we watched the big sun setting, yet we marked our calendars for a summer wedding. Yes, life is loud and life is mean and life is full of doubt, but yet we know a day will come when we won't have to shout over the sound of the cicada. Over the sound of the cicada. Yeah, over the sound of the cicada.
Last one.
Over the sound of the cicada.
You guys sound great. Very nice. Yes, as I was mentioned in the introduction, I was born in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. And are there any Youpers here tonight? Yeah, there's a couple. And it's pretty cool. I was born only 80 miles away from Grand Marais, only not in Canada and not in Minnesota, but across the lake in Michigan. And that's really not very far, but if I was to try to drive there, it would take about 7 hours. That's a pretty big lake. So we'll play you now a song from a Upper Midwestern perspective.
Quietly, that shore. No one noticed me. How could I have missed you? Watching me so very near. If I had only known it then, I might have finished out the year in Janesville.
Thank you. Wow, it's really exciting to play at Mountain Stage, especially for their 30th anniversary. Isn't that awesome? I was talking to Larry about all the people who've played at this series for all those years, and it's really an incredible thing. And so it's our pleasure to be a part of this great tradition. Helping me out tonight, this is Matt Patrick playing guitar. And a recent Minnesotan, Jake Armerding, playing mandolin and fiddle. And we'll close tonight with a song about a librarian. I'm Jonathan Runman. Thanks for listening. And we're going to have a great show tonight. I can't wait to listen to the rest.
Just a baby, before I could speak, I would line up all my letter blocks alphabetically. Now it's my vocation and my passion to assign every decimal numbered shelf to every decimal numbered spine. I'm a librarian. Quiet so the pages can be heard. I'm a librarian. I'm a librarian. And I do it for the love of the I bring order out of chaos. I shine light into the dark. Because power comes from knowledge, just like a fire from a spark. And like Gutenberg and Luther, with press and pen in hand, I take the message to the masses in a form they understand. I'm a librarian. I'm a librarian. And I like it quiet so the pages can be heard. And I do it for the love of the Lord. I go home at 5:03, and I give thanks to God and then to Andrew Carnegie and the U.S. Constitution and to Orwell, Poe, and Twain. And I'll return at 8 a.m. to open up again.
Yeah!
I'm a librarian. I'm a librarian. And I like it quiet so the pages can be heard.
Jonathan Rundman, along with Jake Amerding on the fiddle and mandolin, and Matt Patrick on the guitar, and Jonathan played guitar, mandola, and the harmonium, ending up there with the song that was number one on the Dewey Decimal charts not too long ago. If you can write a song about that and make it a good one, you are a real songwriter. Really, I'm serious. That was great. Jonathan reminded me, yes, we are. Mountain Stage all year long is celebrating our 30th anniversary, so it makes it all the more special to us to be up here in Grand Marais. You're listening to Mountain Stage, live performance radio for the Mountain State of West Virginia.
Major funding for Mountain Stage is provided by Bailey & Glasser, LLP, a law firm born in West Virginia with offices in Charleston, Morgantown, D.C., Boston, Alabama, Illinois, and Delaware, handling complex trials and appeals and transactions nationwide. More information at baileyglasser.com. Additional support is provided by Chesapeake Energy, drilling for natural gas and oil to secure America's energy future, and by the Charleston, West Virginia Convention and Visitors Bureau. July 25th through 27th, Charleston hosts Charlie West's Summer Jam, a weekend of live music featuring Old Crow Medicine Show, Robert Randolph and the Family Band, the Del McCurry Band, Donna the Buffalo, and Umphreys McGee on Mountain Stage. Details at charlestonwv.com. This is Mountain Stage on NPR.
If you have questions or suggestions for us, our email address is larry@mountainstage.org. You can also connect with us on Facebook, of course. Follow our Tumblr and watch guest artist interviews on our YouTube channel. Find links to all of these at mountainstage.org. And if you can't hear us on the radio, then you can always go to NPR Music the week after we're on broadcast. You can get us right there. The online address is npr.org/mountainstage. North House Folk School is something that goes on year-round up here in Grand Marais, Minnesota. And if you have interest in any kind of traditional crafts, learning about them, especially Scandinavian and Native American crafts involving, gosh, textiles and wood and food and all kinds of things, you ought to check out North House Folk School. Last year, we were up in Grand Marais and had a group on called Trampled by Turtles. That's one of the more popular young groups out there. And we knew that one of the head guys in that band, David Simonette. Before that band, he played a little rock and roll and other kinds of music, and he continues to do that with another band he's in. So we thought, let's just bring those guys up from Duluth, too. Both bands are located down in Duluth. This one is called Dead Man Winter, and their latest CD is called Bright Lights. Eric Koskinen, the guitar player here, one of the lead guitar players, is also, I didn't know this when I booked Jonathan on the show, but these guys both grew up on the Upper Peninsula. They're both of Finnish American extraction. And they say all of us in West Virginia are related. I didn't know it was that way up here, too. I'm glad to see that. Makes us feel right at home. They brought the whole band up here. I think you're going to like them as much as we do. Please welcome for the first time to the Mountain Stage, Dead Man Winter.
Just like a man, and you'll never know me the way I know sorrow, and crying helps nothing, but it's all I've got left.
Thank you.
mistake. And I didn't feel so great until I saw the city. And I was younger and open like a child. Man, it's been a while since I felt that way. And more I hesitate, 'cause I don't know.
Thank you so much. It is so great to be in Grand Marais. It's one of my favorite towns in the whole world. It's just beautiful.
Song on my favorite station. take it down to the city. I don't mind, except when I'm in the mood to fight. I got a coffee and a note. Close your eyes and promise you won't look until it's done.
Down the road in Duluth, Dead Man Winter, Bright Lights, their latest CD. I want to remind you that you can not only hear Mountain Stage at NPR Music, you can also hear it on our website, mountainstage.org. We put the show up there. You can podcast it. You can stream it, however you want to listen to it. It has everything on it. We have to edit a few things out for radio because we don't have the time. The live show goes a little longer than the radio show, so we leave everything in on the version that's on our website, mountainstage.org. Well, you folks here in the hall may notice that the drummer hasn't moved, the same drummer for Dead Man Winter. He's also going to play with the Pines. It's because he plays with both bands. This everybody being related thing, I may have gotten onto something here. I don't know. Maybe I have. The Pines started out with Benson Ramsey, who you see up here, and David Huckfeldt, the two guys with the guitars right in the middle of the stage. They're from Iowa, but they met down in Arizona and got together, and then they moved back up to the Twin Cities, and they formed this band, which really does cast a beautiful spell. Their latest CD is called Dark So Gold on Red House Records. Please welcome back to the Mountain Stage, The Pines.
what these are. I think I know. They stole them when they found the gold. And now we're broken. Little treaty, it holds the proof. Now it's no blind madness out on the plains. I clamor for the pure restraint. 'Cause you don't need many words, speak the truth. And belong. Where daisies burn, those kisses fade from the lack of light. And our hearts are mine. Cold hymns explode, and voodoo scenes erupt in time. I make my way in leaves and roots. I'm trembling in my traveling boots. Oh, I don't believe, but I believe. I dust my broom. My shoulders, chains on my feet. All the money in the world is just a lame retreat from your shelter. Behind our eyes, look how the sun hangs like a thief over branches. All leaf to leaf, and I'm out walking under a corporate criminal sky.
Thank you so much.
drives back the arrow. Thank you.
Thank you.
We just have to say what a tremendous pleasure and privilege it is to come back to Mountain Stage. This is our second time doing Mountain Stage. And the first time was great, but it didn't have the best donut shop in the world. So it's great to be here in Grand Marais.
The Pines, Benson Ramsey, David Huckfeldt, Alex Ramsey, James Buckley, and J.T. Bates. Dark So Gold on Red House is their latest recording, originally from down in Iowa. The Pines, and as always, they cast a mighty spell. I'd like to thank Greg Wright and everybody here at the North House Folk School for inviting Mountain Stage out to be in Grand Marais on the shores of this great lake. Always a pleasure.
Mountain Stage is headed to Grand Marais, Minnesota again this September for two shows at the North House Folk School. Our guests include David Wax Museum, Dan Wilson, Chris Smither, David Lindley, and more. Tickets and more information are at our website, mountainstage.org.
You're listening to Mountain Stage, live performance radio from the mountain state of West Virginia. Mountain Stage is supported in part by this station and by West Virginia Public Radio. Hotel accommodations for Mountain Stage guests are provided by the Charleston Marriott Town Center Hotel, centrally located for the business and pleasure traveler in downtown Charleston's retail district. This is Mountain Stage on NPR.